Weiter in Shas, we are in Meseches Avodah Zarah and Daflam Etes, speaking upon the Mechesem Beis, but at the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. Ukevashin Shedakon says Bezochel Yayin. No, there's something called a preservative. Let's say some sort of brine that was used in order to make sure the food would stay good, stay good to go. So we said in our Mishnah that the, when it comes to Kevashin preserves, that they're Shedakon Losses Bezochel Yayin. This is another thing which is going to be asur. We should give a whole list of things. It's going to be asur to eat. But not necessarily asur b'hana. Amar chizke lo shanu ela shadarkon. The only time we taught this din over here, if it's something which is derech, to go in there would add wine or vinegar. But that's only if it's a derech. But if it's, but you don't know that it is done. It will be a dua. Well, you know that they put in the stuff over there. You know they put in the wine in such a situatia, then what's going to be the din? Aser filu b'hana, it's going to be aser even behana. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Right, so it's always been a viadua. Whether because everyone does it like that, or because they saw some dafka doing like that. But if not, then we're not, then we're going to have a problem b'hana. Umay shna mi moria, why is this different than the situation of Moria, says Rashi, the Ruba da Alma Shadu Be Chamra Vahava Biyadua. Right? Do we know the majority of the people go through the world throws there in the Moria, says that fish type of mixture over there. They throw it in, yet it's still not a problem. It's not going to be. And we had mentioned the Moria says not Asabana. Rashi says the Shora Banabana. Right? They say it's Mutabana. They argue with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's going to be Asabana. As Gemara Hasam La Bure Zuma, the reason why the Murias that they put in the wine, Rashi says, the dagim, the fish over there, Vahavi Kamanda Azil Ibud, they're throwing it in just because of the fact that it stinks really bad, and they put the wine to neutralize the smell. But obviously you don't even taste anything over there, but it's considered like you're throwing in the Ibud. Hacha Lamatuki Taima. But over here, Tuki, over here, in the case of preservatives, you're coming to sweeten the taste, that's going to be Aser. Behana. Rabbi Yochanan, says, I feel be'adua nami mutter. Even be'adua, even you know that wine or vinegar is going to be thrown into preservatives, it's still going to be mutter to get hana. Something come on, my son, Marissa, maybe you may or Tasa Bana. Then why is it different than the den of Marissa, according to Rimeir, who asked Bana, because there's wine over there? Beep, turn the page. Lamites, Samar Aleph, Hasam Yedia Mamish. I'm sorry, Yedia Mamasho. In the case of Marissa, the wine's essence is known. What does that mean that the wine's essence is known? You're eating it along with it. You're actually eating the thing itself. And over here, in the case of preservatives, the wine, the essence is not known. Meaning Rashi says, you don't eat the sauce. It's just the vegetable that's preserved in it. The reason why it's there is only to be mekayim, that it should not be not become nasty, to be preserved. And that's why it's not going to be usher. Be'ana. V'taris terufa v'tzir shein bodaga. Continuing on the thing that's going to be usher to go and to eat from the Vodazar next. Minced taris and brine that doesn't have the kilbis fish that's swimming in it and the chilak. We saw this a few blot back. We discussed this adaf lamed hey amud beis. And they said over there, what's taris? Taris is a type of very small kosher fish. It gets salted and it gets eaten. And the Chachamim asked eating it from a Vodazara person, Vodazaranik, because we don't recognize it because it's all minced up, therefore aware that it is non-kosher food that's in it. And what is the thing we said over here? So that's what we said, minced taris and the brine that doesn't have a kilbis. What's a kilbis, you ask? We said the kilbis is a type of fish that's not kosher, which develops in brine that comes from kosher fish, but not in brine containing any mixture of, but not in brine containing any mixture of brine from non-kosher fish. So saying if there's no kilbis over there, right, kilbis that's not kosher, then we don't assume that it's not good. My chilek, right, now another thing we missed over there is chilek. What is a chilek? Zu sultanis, it's a sultanis. What happens is the type of fish that gets fins and scales only when it gets bigger. Why is it asu? Because it's a whole mixture that comes along with it. When they go and they catch it, you have non-kosher fish that looks just like it, come up with it for the water, and therefore we don't know what's a good one, what's a not good one. We saw earlier Rashi, Moshe Farshi brings down the Dagim Tameim Domin La Vlonima, right? Come La Medalva base. Matari Rabbana, an Elo, actually a fish that doesn't have fins and scales right now, Va'asid Legado La'acherzman. But it's going to grow stuff later on. You go to Sultanis for office, like the Sultanis of the office, Sariz Zem Mutter, they're Mutter to go to eat it, even though they don't have it, the fins and the scales on them right this second. Rashi says, Sariz Zem Mutter Gesiren. Okay. Yesh lo achshav, and also we have a fish that has fins and scales now, but also lahashir shosh olam and amayim, instead of a fish that when you take it out of the water, the fins and scales fall off, can go in akunas v'apunas kastiftias v'asiftias v'un v'utnas. Okay, these are all different types of fish. Mutter, these things are going to be mutter to go along and to eat. Rashi says, well, mostly Rashi means chulin, says chulin loshen parsiin. All these are Persian names for these types of fish. These fishies, they're all mutter, even though they don't have fins and scales anymore. Because they did have them, they just lost them, they took them out. Ravon announced in Kesaria, kirve dagim v'ubra nikachin mikol adam. The fatty insides, the innards of a fish and their eggs can be bought from any person. Rashi says, that is a shumnan. Ubran hein beitzim shadagim, the fish of the eggs of the fish. Something wasn't right there. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to have these things. You're allowed to buy this stuff even though you can't really recognize what it is. Cheskasen ein abayin ela mipilusa vaspamia. Because the stuff that's found in Caesarea, we assume it only came from one of these types of waters. The pilusa and the aspamia, and there's no non-kosher fish that are found there. Rashi says, "Vein dagim tamei musuim chav," and therefore you're good. Ki ha de amar abaye hai tzachanta de bavna roshari tzachanta, which Rashi says is chilak. It's a chilak de bavnara, the bav shemanar. It's a type of river. It is mutter because they don't have non-kosher fish that hang out over there. My time. Well, what's the reason there's no non-kosher fish over there? If you want to say because the water is rodef, it's intense. Rashi says bekoach mekalchin, it's flowing very intensely. Since it's not a chut hashidra, that's up for discussion amongst the rishonim, the rachonim, what exactly that means. But it doesn't have a chut hashidra. Therefore, beduchta the difei maya lo matzikai, it's not able to survive in the place where the waters are going so intensely. But that's not true because we see they actually do survive in the ferocious types of waters. Must be because the water is too salty for them. And this dag tame came with the less like kalfe, since it doesn't have any scales which would protect it. But they're not going to survive in a place where the water is salty. So that can't be the reason because we see that things do survive there. Says Rashi, means karkois shel osa nar, the floor of that nar ain megadol dagim tamei, is not able to, you know, to raise non-kosher fish. You need all different types of earth that's around it, and this didn't even have to do it, therefore it's good. But nowadays it's not true anymore. The koshafchi bein nahar gozer nahar gamda, these two rivers now go flow into it. Therefore, asire, it now became aser. The chilek fish from the Bav River are going to be aser. You can't get them from Avodah Zaronix. I mean, obviously the fish itself would be fine if you can recognize what it is. But once you get it all mixed up, it's also to buy from Avodah Zaronix because we can't be sure that there's no non-kosher fish that got mixed up in it. Amar Abaye, Aichamra de Yama Shari. Rashi says, the Kaimel of Sechus Chulin, Kol Sheish B'Yam, Yish B'Yabasha, Chutz Min Echolda. Anything that's in the Yam is on the Yabasha. In other words, you can have parallel things. You have animals. You have a donkey on the land. You have a donkey of the sea. Right? These things are all always found there, except for the Chulda, the weasel. So, Hai Chama, the sea donkey is mutter, Tor the Yama Aser, but the sea ox is Aser. V'simach, how do you remember which one is Tor, which is Tame? Simach Tame Tor Tame, that which is Tame, that's non-kosher on land, is going to be kosher on the sea, and what's kosher in the land is going to be non-kosher in the sea. Rashi's B'Yabasha Tor B'Yam. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi, Shfar Nuna Shari, Kedash Nuna Aser. Other types of fish that are going on. We know Nuna. Nun is the name for fish. We've seen it many times, Darmek. So Shvar Nun is Shari. Shvar Nun is Mutter. Kadashim is aser. And I remember it's about Kodesh LaHashem, because Kodesh is LaHashem. Hashem says Stam Kodesh is aser. So therefore, the Kodesh is going to be aser. Yigid Amri Sam say, Kvar Nuna aser. Kvar Nuna is aser. And Vesir Manach, Kivrei Ovdei. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim. That's your simon right there. I story time. Rav Akiva called the Ginzak. Rav Akiva visited to a location called Ginzak. I saw a kamea who knew the bottom of fish to have a dummy lechipusha that looked like a chipusha. Rashi says it's a dag tame. It's a type of fish with a tame. So chafi b'dikula, he covered it over b'dikula. Rashi says kisu basal with a basket or pirchas, and it started to shake. It's like convulse. Jump all b'socho. V'nashu klipin v'niro b'dafneim kaskasim dakim. It started to like peel off part of the skin. They saw these small little scales were there. So chafi b'dikula, and they saw this in chazabe kalfi v'shari. They saw their scales. Therefore, said that it's mutter. A second story of Ashik l'tamaduria. Ais l'kameunina da'avi dame litzluv. Chavar says dag ushmo angileya. Angileya. I said they brought him a type of. Let's see most of Ashi says anything on this. Angilaya. It's a slufach, it's a dag tummy. So they brought him a fish that was still in something which is not kosher. Knocked it out of the yoma, and what did he do? He held it up, as she says, negative shemesh opposite the sun. Chadad havibayt simche v'sharye. You saw that he had, I says, some kaskasim daka, very thin scales, so it's mutter. Ravashi iglalahu. Rav Ashi and he matered it. Rav Ashi Ikla, who he also came to a certain place, and I said, "Look, Rabbi Nuna, the Havadami Lishfar Nuna." And they brought him a fish that was similar to a Shfar Nuna, which is mutter. Chafye b'mishich lechiverei. So what did he do to figure this out? It says Rashi, Mitoch Shein Levanos, he put into a white bowl. Mitoch Shein Levanos, near Mekaskazim Shein Shchorin. And he knows that they had black scales, you're able to see it simply very clear. Chaza back of the Gemara, Chaza Bey, Kalfi Vishar. He saw the scales there, and he matted it because there's black scales, and he's obviously able to see it clearly on the white bowl. Rabba Barbachana, Ikla Kodiagma. This is a location he went to visit in Krivule Tzachanta. They brought him a type of fish called a Tzachanta fish, which is what? Which is the type of fish we saw before. Tzachanta is the chilik. And Shameda who gave it to have a curly butte. He heard the person who was serving it to him. Rashi's laun. He called that fish laumina bate. Who shamed dag tummy? Says Rashi. Type of dag tummy. So Amay is about to eat. He's like, whoa, hold on a second. It's a curly bate. The fact that he called it bate, shmami na davar tummy is bay. I hear from this that there's something which is not right over here. It's a davar tummy. Lo achamene. He says, like, I'm not going to eat from this. So tafra ayinba. In the morning, he investigated and asked bay. Davar Tame. He found that those mixed in there was Davar Tame. And Kari Napsi said about himself, Lo Yunel Tzadik Kol Oven, no evil is going to befall a righteous person. Kosh Bacho protects the Tzadikim. Zog the next part of the Mishnah, Vakoreit Shel Chiltus, a grain of Chiltus. My time, what's the reason why a grain of Chiltus can be eaten? Mishum de Mafsike. Leib is a kina because they cut it with a knife and it's a non-kosher knife. And afagav the amar mar no sin tam of gam mutter, even though we said earlier that something says no tam of gam because it's a nasty taste, it's going to be mutter. Agav chorfe de chiltisa, because of the sharpness of the chilt, it's a sharp thing. Mechal yalei shamnunisa, it sweetens the non-kosher fats that are found in the knife that are nasty. Rashi's mamatko. Havalei kenosa tam l'shevach v'aser, and it becomes nosa tam l'shevach, and therefore it's going to be aser. So we're talking about the things, the knife itself was a non-kosher knife, but it got all the blias became alive as a nosa tam l'shevach because of the sweetness of the thing that was being cut. Avdei Rabbi Levi avakom zamin chiltisa. The servant of Rabbi Levi would sell chiltis. And kinach nafshi to Rabbi Levi. When Rabbi Levi, when he died, also the Kamid of Yochanan, they came and asked him, Amrulei, Mao lemizban mine. Can we go ahead? What's the din? Can we buy the chiltis from the servant of Levi? If Levi died, Amrulei, he says back to him, Avdei shel chaver, chaver. Pardon, harei ki chaver. A eved of the chaver.
someone who's very meticulous and does mitzvahs properly, he goes above and beyond, he thinks that he's careful with tumah and trumos and all that kind of stuff. Excuse me, Avdi Shechaver is considered a chaver, is a chaver himself, and therefore you let it go mad from him. Rav Huna, Bar Manyume, Zavin Techelta Me'inshe, De Beisei De Rav Aram Chassid. Rav Huna used to go ahead and would buy Tcheles from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida. Rashi says, in Shebe says, Ishto, V'derech HaRamoyim Limkar Kala Ilan B'Shem Tcheles. And there were tricksters that used to go and also sell stuff with like the name Tcheles, even though it wasn't. And Salakam Rav Yosef, the Kama said, what's the din? Can I continue going ahead? Or am I allowed to buy from her? Right? The wife of Rav Amram Chasida. Allowed to buy from her? Like we said, Rashi said, there's a type of plant that give it like a similar type of dye that you can't tell the difference. So Alavi Bidei of Yosef, he didn't have the answer. Poga Bei Chanan Chayta, Chayata, Chanan, the tailor, he met Rav Huna, Funa Bar Yuni, and Amalei says to him, Yosef Anya Minale. The poor Yosef, how is he going to know the answer? Where is he going to get the answer? But did he have Uda? But this happened something similar to me. Does Vinet Chelta Mein Shei De Beise to Rav Na Chua De Rechia Bar Abba? I'm a Tchilis and the wife of Rav Na, the brother of Rav Chia Bar Abba. Vasa the Kamid Ramasa came from Ramasa. I want to know, am I allowed to go and use this? And lo, Abi Bidei, he didn't have the answer. I said, look, Amid Yehuda Mehagronia, I came in front of this great sage, and Amali, Nefalat Liad, you came to my hand. Rashi says, Nefalat Liad, the Klomer, Achshav Atotarchli, you came and you need me. Hachi Amar Shmuel, let me tell you what Shmuel says. Eish is Chavar, he can Chavar, the wife of Chavar is a Chavar, and therefore, right, the wife of Ram Chasida can be trusted. That he's selling good tchelas. The Tanur Rabbanim and the Tanur Bari say, Eish is chaver, he can chaver, the wife of a chaver, because he's like a chaver. Avdus chaver, he can chaver, the Eved of the chaver is like a chaver. Chaver, Shemes, the chaver died. Eish to Rabbanim, and many Beisa, Harei, Hein, Bechazkasim, they retained their chazaka. Ah, she chashto, until there's a chashad, that there's some sort of reason to think not like that. Chain chatzer, Shemochim, but tchelas, so too if you have a chatzer, that they sell tchelas in this chatzer. Harei, he, Bechazkasim, Ah, she debasa, who retains its chazaka. That it's good until there's some reason it's going to bring it back that it's a problem. Tanu Rabbanan, Eishes Am Haaretz, Shini Sid L'Chaver L'Tziv, and Eishes Am Haaretz. She's a woman, she's married to an Am Haaretz. And then what happens? He gets divorced, or he dies, whatever it may be. And then he goes ahead and marries a Chaver. V'chein Bito Sh'Am Haaretz, similarly, let's say you have the daughter of a Am Haaretz. And Shani says lechaver that gets married to a chaver. So to get the point, they all have to take upon themselves chaver. So Rashi says mitchila kolim shu neman before they were neman, lekol divrei chavera sheyochlu b'taira v'shiyasu peres akusar. And if they make a verbal stipulation, make clear. Except upon themselves the level of chaver. Saval, Eish is chaver, Shinis Lamaretz. Let's say you have the flip over here. Then these were people that were connected to a chaver now, and Shinis Lamaretz. V'chein Bito Shechaver Shinis Lamaretz. V'chein Avdi Shechaver Shinis Lamaretz. It's going the opposite way from chaver Lamaretz. Eish is chaver Shinis Lamaretz. They don't have to take upon themselves their chaver. It's their mayor. Rudol Amar. Afein Shinis Lamaretz. Nope, they have to also take upon themselves their chaveros. Right, because we're going to be worried that when they're in the Amaretz, it's going to uproot them what they did in the Chaver. So even after they come back to the house of a Chaver, you can't trust them until they accept upon themselves the Chaveris. V'chein ha'yu Rabbi Shimon, v'chein ha'yu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Similarly, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar came and he said that the Ma'is Habish Achash and Nisa Chaver, this is a story about a woman who's married to a Chaver, v'haysa kusheris lo tefillin ha'yado, she would tie tefillin on his head. And he said, l'moches, and she married a tax collector. She says, Stama Gazan, these people are generally thieves. When she would tie from the receipt of the tax collectors on his hand. Rashi says, Chosamos Lenosne Hamechas, Kadeshal Yitbu Umchaverov, Umisharso Pamacher, so they shouldn't double down and getting double dip on the money that they're giving her. Their point is, you know, she's with a tzaddik, she behaves like one way, she's with the Rashi, she behaves like that also, so you have to take upon themselves Chaveris if she leaves that. Amarav Chavisa Sur Bechosim Echad. Chavis is going to be usher with one sign on. Rashi says Simon who Chalav Basar Yain Tchelis. These three, four things. One seal is not enough. You know, if they're sending it, you know, through a non-Jew or along something of the sort.
You have two signs. And the champag, when it comes to champag, then it's going to be mutter with one seal. What seal is not enough for chavis? It is enough for a champag. Now, says the Gemara, what are these things? Chalof, basar, yain, tcheles. That's the first thing. You have two seals on them. Beep, turn the page. I'm going to test on the base. Asur and mechosem echa. The one with one chosem. Rashi is the lishay. Lishkar be out of come to send these things with a guy. He sent it with a guy. Chavim the kevin the basar ut cheles meat and cheles the meim yikar and the very expensive tarach. Then the guy will work hard umezayev to forge lachlifa and valayayin lenasko. He's gonna do make a forgery, and then he's gonna put a new seal on it. This we have to have two seals on it. And on wine also, they wanted to do nisach hayayin. V'achalav parach l'chaman, about milk, they're going to ask about that, huh? They're actually going to remove it and put something else in place. Chiltis murias pas gvina champag, when it comes to these things, mutar mechosim echad, those things are mutar with only one sign. Rashi says, l'hachlev zebazeh portahu debahani below tarach ha-mazayef. It's not enough of a gain to go into go through this whole system to to forge and do a shtikl Torah. Therefore, one sign's enough. Pas lamai nichash la, about bread. What exactly are we worried about? What's the problem here? Rashi is klal lo garsina and hacha ela b'milsi the shmul garsina lava hacha garsina ma'ishna gavina. Okay. Right. What do we need it all together for? What are we worried about? What reason would you need two seals in order to have, is it two seals? Okay, let's see. Pass. Lamai nichas, what are you about? Imi shumi chalufi, if you're worried about that, they're going to do a little switcheroo. I kriir b'chamima made the yiddi. Evi switches it between cold bread and warm bread. He's expecting it to be warm bread, and he switches it for cold bread. Obviously, he'll know. The chita b'desari, now imi made the yiddi. Also, if you're talking about this barley bread versus wheat bread, clearly the guy's with wheat versus barley, he's going to notice that also. So it's going to get busted. Iki adadi, if it's exactly the same bread, so then you're not going to be able to notice. Rashi says, "Shami Yeshimo Hadomelo Pshitala and Kiver the Iker Chosam Lo Tarach Mazayef." There's not a big game by switching through, and they're not going to. So one sign's enough. Kiver the Iker Chosam Echad Lo Tarach Mazayef. He's not going to go ahead. He's not going to be Mazayef. So therefore, one sign is enough. The Rav, according to Rav, Ma'ishna Gavina Lo Tarach Mazayef. What's the, about cheese? That Nebuchadnezzar is not going to bother and forge a seal. Chalav nami lo tarach mazayef. So he's not worried about the ma'ishtag gavina, the lo tarach mazayef. Chalav nami lo tarach mazayef. So why is that part of the list over there? That you have to, Rav said you have to have two seals on milk. What's going on? Amar Rav Kahana, apik chalav. Okay, so take chalav out of that shtickle over there. V'ayel chatichas dag, shem basimen. Switch it into a piece of fish that has no simen. Rashi says the main yikar mazayef. It's very expensive and there's going to have a ziyef over there. Hainu Basa says that's the same thing as Basa though, right? Rav already said two seals are needed for meat and fish is included. And for the Gemara, Trey Gavnin Basa, there's two different types of meat, animal meat and fish meat. So you said both. Shmuel Omer, Shmuel said, where is Rashi says, Shmuel lo polagad the Rav, ela kasavar lo tzarech le asnuche simna le misne achatichas dag le iser v'al pas lahatar yudum first ozil. Shmuel says, Rashi, Shmuel Omer lo chatichas dag, hainu basar, v'kevin de basar shmein, and every dag in mechal, it's already included. He says, beiz aser b'chosim echad, bayit, is, going to be aser with only one seal. You have two seals. And machag, mutter b'chosim echad. Machag is enough with one seal. Bayis is basar yayin and tcheles. Meat, wine, and tcheles. That's that. And aser b'chosim echad. Then you'd have two. Murias, chiltas, and gavina. Mutar b'chosim echad. Those are enough just to have one chosim. L'shmol, go to Shmol. Chatichas dag shem basim and haynu basar. This slice of a piece of fish doesn't have a sign, it's the same did as meat. And therefore, it was already said when we said the basar, yain, and tcheles, that are these two signs. And trey gavnin basar, lo aminu, we don't have to say two different types of that. We're good to go. Tana rabbanan, ein lochim yimach mechag besuria. We don't take these things. You can't buy these type of things from Yidden in Syria.
Says Rashi, of course, we're talking about even Yidden over here. Shechem Vanim b'Shem Surya. The storekeepers in Surya, Chashide, they're suspected. Why? Because the lo kapti alifnei velusid mech. So they're not makbid on putting the stomach back in front of someone else, and therefore umezavnei li Yisrael. They'll sell to Yidden dvarim shalokam and overcome something they got from Goyim. Miu inu gufayr loach li Yisrael. They themselves wouldn't actually eat it, so they're just not makbid enough to eat. Hilkachim nisarechet. So if you're a guest by them, mutar lechalim, you're allowed to go and eat by them. Says Gemara lo yayin velo moris velo chalav. So we say. Lo yilochin yimach, that's talking about yayin, lemurias, and chalav, and b'chag b'suria, velo melech sal kundris, velo chiltis, velo gvina. You can have salt, sal kundris salt, or chiltis, or fromage, or even from zem is the cheese. But you are allowed to buy this from someone who is a elabin hamumche, someone who you can trust. In this context, it doesn't mean expert, it means someone who is trustworthy. Vekula, and any of these things that we mentioned, im nisarechet, so balabayis mutter. If you're a guest by him, then it's mutter because he's going to eat kosher things. Besayle, the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Dam Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi supports him. He says, shigalo balabayis, abeso mutter. If the balabayis sent one of these things, the matana for him, then it's going to be mutter. Rashi says, shigalo be matana. My time of why? Because Balabai is still shoving a tear of Achal Yisura. He's not going to leave aside what's mutter and eat something which is aser. When he sends a gift, we made the Achal Mishal that he's sending from coming, and he himself goes to eat there, for that's going to be fine. Even if he's suspected of selling things that are aser, when he's something that he's giving as a matana, it's going to be good. Umelech sal kundris. What is Balach Sundris? Yehuda Amar Yeshua, these are things you can't buy for the storekeepers in Syria, one of the things. He says, Melech Shekol Sal Kundre Romi Ochanasa. It's salt that all the bakers of Rome, Rashi says, Nachtomim Shebe Romi Ochanasa. Asa Misho, Misho Ma'arvin Ba, Kirvidagim Tamim, they mix into it the innards of tummy fish, Vechatichas Gedolos Osen Mimeno. Right, they mix in this. It's the fat of non-kosher fish, and they make big blocks of salt out of that stuff. Tana Rabbanan, Melech Sal Kundris Shechor Asura. The black one is Aser. Levana Muteres Tevi Rabbi Meir. It's like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer Levana Asura Shechor Muteres. Just the opposite. Rabbi Huda Begamliel, Mishra Bichanina Begamliel Omer, Zuvazu Asura. Both of them don't care. Don't matter if you're black or white. It's going to be Aser. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, the Devraya Omer Levana Aser, according to one, it says that Levana is Aser, because Kirvi Dagim, Levadim, Tamei, Merovim, because the fatty areas of white and non-kosher fish are mixed up in it. The Devraya Omer Shechor Asura, Kirvi Dagim, Shechor, Tamei, Merovim, because he says the innards of the black, non-kosher fish are mixed into it. The Devraya Omer Zubazu Asura, Zev Zem, Arvim, because this or this one, the types of non-kosher fats, white or black, able to get mixed up inside of it. Amar Rabava, Mishom Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Zaken Echad, Hayu b'Shchuna Seidu, was an old man, was a Vorazarnik, he used to live in a Shchuna, Rashi says, Zofik Chalmaya, Shayu Mechlik Paneh b'Shubin Chazir, who would coat the surface of his salt with pig fat. Okay, then we end off in the Mishnah. It says, Eloshen Harei Elu Asurim. These are going to be Aser. Ve'en Yisurin Iser Hana, but it's only Aser Bachila and not by Hana. Says the Gemara, Harei Elu Asurim Lemutemai. What are you coming to exclude? The Chiske Lemute Biyadua. According to Chiske, it's coming to be Mimayet. Preserved foods when it's known that wine was added. Right, because then they're going to be Aser even by Hana. As she says, Gabi Kvashim by the preservative shtickle. Shadakan loses the Sokhi Yayan Vachomet, Vim Yodua, Shadasan Yayan Sham, Asur and Afil Bahana, Rabbi Yochan Lamute Muria, Sagvina's base un Yaki. According to Rabbi Yochan, who argues with Chiske, he says that. Yeah, he argues on Chiske on that, and he says it's excluding Murias. And the cheese of Beis Unyaki, says Rashi, the Asar Fil Ba'ana, it's Asar Fil Ba'ana, V'ach Stam Rabbi Meir, it's Stam Asar Meir. The Gemara says, Stam Rabbi Meir, and this idea of Stam goes to Rabbi Meir, who says that these two things are Asar,
even behana. Zak next heliga mishta. Ay 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 ay. What is mutter to eat from avodah zarah? Ve'elu mutar nechila. These things you like to eat straight up. Chalav shechalav over kacham yisora heyu. If a guy is milking a cow, but a Jew is standing there watching it, the hadavash and hani vadav devarnios afapi sheminatvim and grape clusters, such as the skolos shel anavim. Even though they're dripping, they do not have the case. They didn't become mehuchshar lekabel tuma at that state. And preservatives in which they do not normally put wine or vinegar inside of it. Something is going to be mutter even be'achila. Right? They didn't ask for these things. V'taris she'ena trufa, and taris, the type of fish, right, that is not minced up, you see the pieces of them, and v'tzir sheish badaga, and a brine that has in it a daga, meaning it's kind of into the kilbis, because we know non-kosher kilbis pops up only by kosher fish brine. Doesn't survive if it's non-kosher. V'ala shechiltas, and the leaf of a chiltas, right, just the halo mifsaku la b'sakina, because that's not something that comes up with the sack or with the knife. Therefore, I didn't have no say, the knife doing the no satan shvach into it. Vezeise gluskos hamigulgalin, and I says zesim hakenusim bekli agol. You take these, how do you say zesim in English? Olives, and you put them into a kli, a round thing. Umischam min, you heat it up. Vinetzarin me'aleim kein gluska. It becomes like a cake, like a soft, cakes of softened olives. They become hot on themselves from their own oil, and they get put into this like shape over here. Okay, and the Gemara is going to say, Rashi says that the Gemara is going to, you know, mafarsh this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ashlachin Asurin, those with pits that are ready to fall out are going to be Aser. She says, Azesim come out. It's going back on the Zesim. Hachagav Mabay Min Aslula Asurin. Grass that came from the basket are aser. Rashi says hanim karim b'sal lefnei achen v'asurin. And Gemara refers to replace the mezal for lame yain because they spritz wine on them. Min ahev take mutarin, but they're in the storage room. That's mutar. Rashi says makom kinusam shochagav meluchim. They collect all the salted grass that was there. Mutarin de mezal for lame. I tell us the fun of limkor. They only spritz on it when they go to sell it because they want to make it look nice. Whatever. V'chen the truma. The same thing applies to truma, and if it's in the storage, as opposed to something which is going to be sold. Rashi says before Shemar, the Gemara is going to explain what is going on here. Says the Gemara, Tanina, right? We set it up by saying milk that was milked with an akum, and the Jew is watching it. Tanina, let it turn. We have the Mishnah that says the following: Let the Rabbi say, Yoshev Yisrael, b'tzad edrul shalovi kochavim. That if you have a Jew can sit by the Avodah Zaradik's herd, Rashi says, "Afil ein roeo," even if he doesn't see him. He goes and he milks, and he can milk and bring it to him, right? Even though he's not seeing it. We're not worried that the milk came from something which wasn't kosher. Hey, Chidam, what's the case? Either like a davar tami over there, there's no davar tami over there. There's no animals davar tami there. Pshita, obviously, we're going to see it's good. Vidi, a davar tami badger, but there's a davar tami there. Then am I? Why should it be mutter? Because the Jew is sitting over there. He doesn't see which one's getting milk over here. Li'olam, the Ika Davatami. There is a Davatami that's over there. V'chi kai chazilei, and we're talking about a case where the Yid is standing, and he can see the Varazonik actually milking the animal. V'chi yasev lo chazilei, but when he sits down, he's not able to see anymore. As he's standing, he sees, he sits down, he can't see. Ma'al de teva kimet yasev lo chazilei, when you've been established, since he sits down, he can't see him anymore. Therefore, maybe he quickly ran and he took from a non-kosher animal. Since when the Jew stands, he can see the Avodah Zaranik. Therefore, the guy is scared and he's not going to do it to pull any shtick because, you know, at any second the guy can stand up and he'll see. Okay, Vadavash, we said, honey, you got to take that from Avodah Zaranik. Vadavash, what exactly can you be worried about? What would you worry about when it comes to honey? Ima Shamir of Ruve, if your scale is getting mixed up, Rashi says, Shami Irebo Yayin, which is clearly Aser. Nah, Mr. Sorry, it's going to make it all nasty if it's going to spoil it. Ima Shamir Shalom is a comment. If you want to say because of Bishal Akum, Nachum Boshu Chayek, it could be eaten raw honey. So, Ima Shamir Gilder of Chamir is to the taste of The kelim of the avodah zarah is going to go into it. No selam of gamu, it's mutter. No selam of gamam, therefore it's going to be mutter. That's where you're allowed to take the honey from them. V'hadav devan yosef mishum and datfos cluster grape clusters, even though they are dripping, ain b'mishum hechsher mashka. We don't have an issue of hechsher mashka that the liquids, you know, yad shechetam goes in mashka. We're not worried about that. Ramini, but we say abutzer legas. Somebody's harvesting grapes for the wine press. He puts them in a basket, and the juice runs, and then starts to make them wet. Rashi says the doctrine, lidruchan begas. You're about to go and you want to make them to wine. Shamei amehuchsher. He says when you put in those baskets and the wine gets on them, they're not huchsher lekabel tumah. Rashi says the inyan tumah b'mashke hanizalef hol v'lekach omdim nichalei b'may danafik benay. That's what you're doing. You're taking to get the juice out of it first nichalei. For the davoni asatzman hein lachila. These things are for achila. Hila lomer lo huchsher. Nope, it's not Hukshar to Bekab. And Hillel eventually goes and agrees to Shammai. He's masking to him. So how does Hamishna say that the juice that's dripping from the grapes doesn't make it, you know, Bekab Tumma? And for the Gemara, Hasam Kaboy Lei Lamaskai. The case of the Brisa, he wants the grapes in order to get the liquid. That's what he wants it for. Here, in our case of the Mishnah, though, he doesn't want the grapes in order to drink from. In terms of the case, he wants to sell them, or to eat them, or to dry them. Therefore, he doesn't want the juice to come out of them, and therefore they're not going to be machsher them. They're not considered mukhsher lekabel tuma in such a circumstance. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.